USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn.
Doctors say they are homing in on the cause of blood clots that may be linked with certain coronavirus vaccines. It's been linked most firmly with AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, which is in wide use in Europe and the UK. The US CDC and FDA are checking to see if Johnson & Johnson's vaccine might also cause the blood clots. Dr. John Torres had this to say when asked about the potential risks of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
You've heard about the Johnson & Johnson and the blood clots associated with that. Remember, there are only 6 out of almost 7 million people that were vaccinated, so that's less than 1 in a million, even if there is a connection, and they're certainly looking into that right now.
The FDA and CDC have asked for a pause in giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine while they investigate. In the U.S. weather forecast for this week, we could see heavy rainfall in parts of Florida, as well as rain and snow across the Midwest, Plains, and Northwest. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.